Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God bless you tonight. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King movement tonight. We're bringing things on that we need to talk about in the spirit of Dr. King. We need to talk about that because that's on the door for us, as Dr. King said.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go?
We must also realize that the...
That's Brother Marvin Gaye was saying things ain't like they used to be. We're praying tonight for the people in California where the man shot 12 people. And even in Iowa, for kids at school being shot, I had prophesied that it had over with, and to Congress, to the Republican Democrat, take a stand on these assault weapons that's going on in these cities. And that's one of the things the Dr. King movement talked about, nonviolence.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this. And it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
And you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress,
our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
One of the things that Dr. King talked about tonight is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement Night. Every Monday night, it's Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. Tuesday night, Cousin of the Ancestors. And Wednesday night, it's Bible class. And we're getting ready to go into Black History Month. We're starting early. And Dr. King was saying that we need to go to Washington and get the check. One lady called me and said, what are you talking about, get a check? You're talking about the ancestor wealth, the wealth of our ancestors, for building this country. That's what he was talking about. One lady, I want to talk, Sister Doris, called me from Miami. She said, Bishop, I feel that your show talk racial stuff. I said, no, Sister Doris, we just telling the truth about what happened to us as black folks and what's been happening to us, and ain't nobody told the truth. The schools, the education never tell about blacks like they ought to. They portray in Hollywood black was in Africa. They portrayed us as beggars. They didn't portray us as producers and being successful. And I told her, she said, well, I just feel, I said, I want you to feel like you want to, but the truth got to be told. if you knock me down and let somebody don't tell it. Now, I didn't go in deep with her, but I said, did you hear about Black Wall Street? She said, I ain't never heard that because it ain't in the history book. Then you hear about Paul Lawrence Dunbar, ain't in the history books. Did you hear about Marcus Garvey? It ain't in the history books. So we're cut off from our history. And as we cut off from our history, that means that you can't respect the ancestry. That means your mama, your great-grandma, your father, you can't respect them because they say you didn't come from nothing. Now, what I'm saying tonight, this is the Dr. King movement. I'm praying for that family up in California where the man come in the dance hall and shot 12 folks, okay? Then on the back of that, I got to pray for the mother who's seen her son beat to death, worse than Emmett Till, I hope she showed a body. The boy was beat by 5 black policemen, not doing their job, rogue police. Beat that young man, kicked him, tethered in Memphis, Tennessee, where Dr. King fight for the garbage folks in Memphis, Tennessee. Beat that young man to death, tased him, kicked him, beat him. These are 5 black policemen. To my George Floyd, look what's happening right there in Memphis, Tennessee. Look what's happening in Oklahoma. All this stuff got to be brought out. The truth got to be brought out. Only the truth. 95% of black males in jail, political prisoners, they got to come out. And until we understand that, we can turn our head from it, but it's true. Your children have to know the truth. I'm praying for you, Sister Margaret, that called me. I'm also praying for you, Sister Sandra, all the way from Dallas, Texas, that called. And I want to tell you, Rose in Las Vegas, all is well. People call from all over, and I try to get them a message. Deborah Ann, I'm praying for you in Monroe. And I just want to say to you, up in Minnesota, Sherry, I'm praying for you. Sherry, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be all right. Prayer changes. There's a lot of evil out here, people. There's a lot of demonic spirits to block you. Our young folks are killing themselves because you ain't telling them that evil spirits tell them, oh, go on, don't nobody love you, kill yourself. Go on and do this. Go take that cocaine. We found 5 people on the north side of Chicago over the weekend. Guess what? They wasn't shot. They took the drug. They took that dope that knocked you out. And in the suburbs, they don't talk about how many white kids get killed on them drugs. So that's a tool of the devil. That's a tool of the evil. And that's a tool to keep you from being successful. I pray for your healing tonight, but in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, I got to carry you to the next level, to the level of success and breakthrough. Now, tonight as we talk, I want to tell you, tonight as we talk about healing and deliverance, breakthrough. We're talking about brand new things. You know, there's so much happening. When you cut on the TV, somebody shot, somebody killed, somebody, all that. Here's a young man right here in London town, and I'm praying for his family. He got online, somebody going to sell him some shoes, some gym shoes, on 115. When he got there, they robbed him and killed him over gym shoes. You know how much it takes to make gym shoes over in the front? $10. And they come over here and sell them to you for $15,000 and $4,000. And you get them made over there in the sweatshops for $10. When are we going to wake up to the truth? I prophesied, and I know Jerry got my prophecy. Jerry, you got to give them to me. Thank you, kind spirit. But tonight, I want to tell you, if you said, well, bitch, how come black folks ain't got nothing? Dr. King just told you the government, when white folks came over here, the government gave them land, gave them money, and sent them to school to learn how to farm. You just said it on the tape. Now, what does that mean? that mean that all that our ancestors worked for, I know y'all say, I don't want to hear that, but it's true. See, black folks don't want to hear the truth. White folks hide the truth. They don't want to tell you the truth. But the truth is that some people don't even know about Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Some people don't know about the punch bowl over in Natchez, Mississippi, where they lined blacks up, women and children, and shot them down, killed them, threw them in the Mississippi River. That happened. That ain't no fiction. What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they bombed and killed 300 black folks and put them in an unmarked grave. That's history. It took 100 years for Biden to even acknowledge that happened. So when Dr. King said, we going to get our check, Dr. King talking about the wealth of our ancestors. And we had the wealth of our ancestors. We ain't got to get on welfare. We ain't got to beg nobody for no job. Because if you get, I want to say this here before I go any further. The Jews got reclamation. The Italian got reclamation. Even some of the Chinese got reclamation. The Native American, everybody got reclamation but the black man. And I want to tell you this. You might not like it. I'm not going to vote for nobody if they ain't talking about reclamation. These males running around here ain't now want to say we need reclamation for Chicago. And you saw somebody running for Washington? They lied to us long enough. If they want to get in the White House, they got to bring reclamation. That's what we're talking about. I ain't talking about one state like Everson, one state, one state can't give reclamation. It takes the U.S. government, brought them people over in handcuffs, brought them people in chains, and dropped them off. Jerry, I got this book, and I haven't been told. And I'm going to read out of that book where it tell you how they dropped them off in Virginia and they had to walk from Virginia all the way to Mississippi, to Texas. Some of them died for it took months, 2-3 months to get there. Some of them died. Some of them had babies. It's a whole lot that went on that you think you know, you don't know. That's what's happening. But I want to say God is still in control of everything. And I want you to know, you have not, because you ask not. Now, tonight, this is the civil rights movement. This is Dr. King, okay? I ain't trying to get your husband, trying to get your wife. I'm going to tell you where you should be at as black men, where you should be at black women. First, stop the killing, save the baby. Get off of the crack, the cocaine. All the cocaine, the crack, the alcohol, that's a block from you going to the next level. Well, I just drank a little beer, or I just smoke a little reefer. They can legalize that stuff to kill you. How can you be straight and your head all messed up? You can't fly no plane. You just can't walk on a bicycle. So you're all messed up. Well, I got a problem. What problem you got that your ancestors already done died for me and you, that you can't tell the truth? You can't say, wait, I cannot afford to take no crack, no cocaine. I cannot afford to sell poison to my people. I cannot afford to drink alcohol, the spirits. I can afford to do that because I'm already behind the line. I'm already behind enemy lines. I'm already late that everybody else done got their money, and I'm still asking for welfare. I'm asking for payouts when they owe us. Pay us what you owe us. If you just give the wealth of the people in Oklahoma, if the people in Black Wall Street get enough money, they can be a whole new business. Let me tell you what they had. They had hotels, they had church, they had banks. They didn't ask the white folks to come in and do it. They did it on their own. They was independent black men and women. Now, y'all, but he talking race. I'm talking truth. Some of you don't want the truth. Only when you get up and say, I'm going to claim my wealth. I'm going to claim my business. It ain't no reasonable black man being robbed in the black neighborhood. Everybody else come in the black neighborhood and get some money and leave. The Jews come, the Italians come, the Arabs come. They call them sand niggas. They come. When they get what they want, they leave. Okay? So it's time for the black man. I ain't talking about the red man. I ain't talking about the white man. It's time for the black man to stand up and say enough is enough. It's time for the black women to stand up and say, I'm starting my business. You don't need no $1 million to start no business. You just need a willing mind and understand where you come from. You come from a royal family. You come from a royal priesthood. So you got to know that God is looking for you to go to the next level. And you can go to the next level if you just let go and let God. You know, and that's what I'm saying. That Dr. King had Mahalia Jackson play, he got the whole world in his hands. He was giving you a message then. And Dr. King was a young man. He was no old man. Dr. King was 33 years old. But he did so much. And some of the people don't even know who Dr. King was. Hitler killed 6 million Jews. That's what Hitler did. And he made a law that he could do that. And right now, we see what's going on in Washington. They don't want, and I want to, Illinois, I want to say that, they passed the ban of you can't buy assault weapons in the state of Illinois. Not only the state of Illinois, it needs to go all over the United States with the killing that's going on. 200 people being killed, not shot, killed. 200 people being killed. And we just now, at the 24th day of February, of January, and look, 200 people being killed by guns. That's dangerous. The young man, I was listening to a community meeting out of New Orleans. The man said, we have to go to the grocery store with a pistol. We got to go to get some gas with a pistol, scared we're going to get stuck up. What kind of society let that happen? What kind of society okay assault weapon that you fight in the army? What kind of society send guns and tanks over to other people to fight and kill when Dr. King was nonviolent? And Dr. King said, if we don't control the violence, we will destroy ourselves. We got nuclear bombs, and it's serious that we got to stop studying war and begin to study love and joy and begin to live life. And those demons that want to take you out, God going to take them out. Exodus 14:14, to step back. God will do it for you. I'm praying for you and you tonight as we had Dr. King on, and this is Dr. King Movement Night. When I said Dr. King Movement Night, this is what I've said. Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., it was just with his birthday, would be 94. Then right behind that, Muhammad Ali's birthday. So we played Dr. King and Muhammad Ali, who said he brought to the table, I'm the greatest, and he proved it. So I'm going to tell you tonight, going into Black History Month, and you should take pride in your ancestors. Take pride in being a black woman or a black man, or being a human being. You should take pride that you can come this far by God. And it's important for you to keep on going further. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is real. And this is what Dr. King said.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Don't get it twisted. Dr. King was talking about time for us to step up. Step up and step up and step out and declare I have a manhood, I have a womanhood. It's time for us to begin to not let the government run over, because we are the government. It's time for us to speak up and say what we want. If you're in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, wherever, I'm praying for Brother Sam up in St. Paul, Minnesota, Sister Milta in Indianapolis. I'm praying for Johnny in Indiana. Brother Maurice down in Birmingham, Alabama, praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call is an expression of love. People, we have to come together, and we have to be able to deal in love, not in hate. And these pastors got to step up to the plate. They riding their Rolls Royce and their Mercedes Benz and they flying. God is down. God wants you, pastor, to be down here. Now, you got to fly to go to your appointment. How come you get in the car and drive where you can pray for people? We got a serious problem of young folks committing suicide. We got a serious problem. And the press playing up the shooting, but the press ain't playing up to them that overdosed them on these drugs. You got more drugs out here than you got hamburgers. You got more guns out here than you got hamburgers. These young folks are killing each other, killing their mama, their dad, their sisters, and their brothers over a car, over a pair of gym shoes, over a jacket. This got to change. It changed. That's what Dr. King said. It's going to be hard, but we're going to get there because the truth is going to bring us to where we're supposed to be. Don't forget, tomorrow night, I'm crossing over with the ancestors. Don't forget, Wednesday night Bible class, and being the Dr. King movement tonight, we got to talk about the social issue. Up in Iowa, the boy brought a assault weapon and killed 3 kids in the school. Still shooting kids in school and college. You don't know where your kids get back from school now. So much of killing going on. 6-year-old boy shoot the teacher, and the police say he mean to do it. What we gonna do? You gonna lock his mama and daddy up for having a gun where a kid can get it. Stop playing. Do the right thing. The mom and dad need to be locked up. Kids being shot because they get the gun out of money. The family, they need to be locked up. Until we started locking it, these kids get these guns and shoot people, lock the mom and daddy up, along with the one that did it. That's what got to happen. That's the real truth. Ain't nobody saying nothing. I'm praying this wild, crazy man, this was the first Asian family that moved here. They come to America for a better life. Here's some crackpot, crazy, shoot and kill all them people. They was dancing, having a good time. And most time, that's what evil do. That man had an evil spirit on him. And it's a lot of people snort that cocaine, take that dope, and they go crazy. I had one young man snort some powder and got out the car and come back and killed his best friend. Because that whatever he take make him go crazy. So we got to look at what's going on in our community and what drugs coming in. How come so many guns is in the community lately? How come so every time you pick up the paper, somebody shot somebody, somebody killed somebody? That's the spirit of Abaddon. But we're going to deal tonight I want to say this to you. Amilta, I'm praying for you. Freddie Taylor, I'm praying for you, Sister Freddie. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Sister Betty, I'm praying for you. Just got from Arkansas. And every letter, every telephone is an expression of love. During the Dr. King movement era, we got to take the values of Dr. King, be excellent. We got to take the value of Dr. King, begin to love. Hate don't live him no more. Love live him. And you got to understand that when you begin to reach out, somebody going to come to you, want some help. Because we got sick people. We got the school, got the mental ill. Now, this grammar school had sick, where a six-year-old boy come in with a pistol. They got a metal detector in the school. Do you need a metal detector on a grammar kid? Something wrong with that picture. Teachers got to take responsibility. The school board got to take responsibility. And the parents got to take responsibility. And the parents ain't taking responsibility. They have the kids and turn them loose. They rob and they steal. You don't even know what's happening. It's important for prayer. It's important for you to tell the truth. And it's important for your kids to know the truth. God bless you tonight. I want to say to you, Ashe, our ancestor. Now, if you got a need, you plant a seed. And if you want a harvest, now the Chinese year, the lunar year, this is the year of the rabbit. Yeah, rabbit. Don't eat no rabbit, devil. Joanne, don't eat no rabbit. This is the year of the rabbit, and that's supposed to be a blessing. You know, some of y'all go out and buy a rabbit and go catch a rabbit. Let the rabbit go. This is the lunar year. This is the year, Joe, that will bring knowledge to you. This is the year that you'll be enlightened with the word of God. This is the year that your pineal gland and all your glands gonna open up to lunar knowledge. That when I say lunar, the knowledge of the Almighty God touching you and doing something special for you. So Mary, don't go buy no rabbit. Pearl, don't go say, I used to eat rabbit. I think Pearl told me she used to eat plenty of rabbit down south. I don't know the Pearl. Somebody told me. So I sure went to good house. Please leave the rabbit alone. Let the rabbit stay in the woods. Let's that alone to eat some greens and cornbread and butter beans and stuff like that. Where we can clear our minds up. Let's leave the alcohol alone. Let's leave the crack cocaine alone. Maybe all those drugs that's on the market. And some of you, let me say this, some of you go to Walgreens and buy them pills, sleeping pills, and go to sleep and might not wake up. You that depressed, you got to take sleeping pills? Something wrong. 14th chapter of St. John's, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteous. And all that other stuff that the devil said God going to restore. I see somebody tonight. Now I wait till tomorrow night to prophesy. But we're talking about the movement tonight. I got Dr. Lil Muhammad. I want him to give a little. He was talking about the Bible. I want him to give you a little something. I got him on tape here. I want him to say something to you. Now, I want to tell you, Brother Jerry, contact me. Thank you. That's why I need to talk to you. Pastor Elder, down in Greenville, Mississippi, contact me. I'm praying for you, Sister Bailey, in Greenwood, Mississippi, all is well. And tell Derek Dean I'm praying for her to come out the hospital safe. Okay? I want that to happen. Mm-hmm. That's a little something for Black History. When we do Black History, we're gonna play some of that Black History, you know, but to tell you about some of the stuff that went on that got us captivated. And we got to break out of the curse of hate. Break out of the curse. But the truth must come forth. The truth must come forth. And, you know, when the truth comes forth, some people ain't ready for the truth. You want to stay in lullaby. And that means that you want to stay in hell. You don't want the truth to come out. And that's some of the problem. People don't want the truth of the reality to come out. And once the truth come out, you're a free man. You're a free woman. So that's the thing that you can't hide behind Islam. You can't hide behind Judaism. You can't hide behind Christianity. You have to come out and let God deal with what he's supposed to deal with. And that's the important thing. We can overcome, but you got to be ready to overcome the negativity. When Dr. King went to Washington, you know, he said that this fight is just begun. What fight? The fight of human rights. Not civil rights, human rights. The right to live. The right to be a human. The right to have children. The right to marry and to have a wife and have them, those rights. The human rights. Okay? So it's a loss we got to go through. God to bless us. But I just want you to get ready tonight as we talk about as what's going on. What, you know, somebody said, what's going on? Now, when I go back and talk, you said, well, Bishop, why you play Marvin Gaye? Marvin Gaye was before his time. The brother was caught up, but he still had a message. See? And some of the brothers that be caught up, they still have messages. And he was saying, what's going on? And right now, we can say that tonight. What's going on in your home?
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
Hey,
how you doing? Man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Dr. Marvin Gaye saying, what's going on? Marvin saying, what's going on? You asked the question about the robbing and the killing, not just in Chicago, all throughout the country. Blacks killing black. Lady told me, Martin, so I said, Bishop, they're killing each other. Then I talked to the lady in Mississippi, they're killing each other. So what's going on? Where did we fail? See what I'm saying? One of the things that Michael Garvey said, the one in the 20th century is going to be a racial problem. And mostly Dr. King said, Dr. Ralph Abernathy said the problem going into the 20th century is race. And Trump didn't make it no better. It's, the race, it's been here, but it's and come out now. So when it come out, let's deal with it and clear it up. That's some of the stuff. And the reason I'm saying that, they show you that that Marvin Gaye before his time talked about the cancer, talked about chemtrails. You know, a lot of people don't know what chemtrails is. But Dick Gregory talked about chemtrails. And Prince talked about chemtrails. That means stuff coming down out the atmosphere to shut it down. And when it hit the ground, it make people act crazy. And people got cancer. But they run all kind of liquorized through the community. Some communities got some up in New York a few years ago. That shut the whole home down because everybody in that town had cancer. Just in Chicago, they had a plant that people were getting cancer in the neighborhood. So all this stuff is just going on. And I got to let you know what's up. Now, this is Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what...
Marvin Gaye was talking about the standard of life. He said radiation in the air and in our water now. Most places, what happened in some part of Michigan, they didn't have water. In some parts down in Louisiana, they still checking the water out. And right here in Robin, Illinois, right here in Dixon, Illinois, they have a water problem. And that's some of the stuff that's happening. I just wanted to share that with you. But we're going into Black History Month, so the truth got to be brought out. And that's what we got to do, bring the truth out to what's been going on.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, born out in sweet streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweet streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music, sweet streets like Shakespeare wrote portraits, sweet streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, Be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you do this, you've mastered the length of life. This onward push to the end of self-fulfillment is the end of a person's life. Now, don't stop here, though. You know, a lot of people get no further in life than the length. They develop their inner powers. They do their jobs well. Do you know they try to live as if nobody else lives in the world but themselves? And they use everybody as mere tools to get to where they're going. They don't love anybody but themselves. And the only kind of love that they really have for other people is utilitarian love. You know, they just love people that they can use. A lot of people never get beyond the first dimension of life. They use other people as mere steps to which or by which they can climb to their goals and their ambitions. These people don't work out well in life. They may go for a while. They may think they're making it all right. But there is a law. They call it the law of gravitation in the physical universe. And it works. It's final. It's inexorable. Whatever goes up can come down. You shall reap what you sow. God has structured this universe that way. And he who goes through life not concerned about others will be a subject victim of this law. So I move on and say that it is necessary to add breath to length. Now, the breath of life is the outward concern for the welfare of others, as I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man has not begun to live until he can rise above the narrow confines of his own individual concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity.
Right.